December 2nd,
2014.
It's, what is it, 7:50 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. It's quite nice out today. It's 40-ish, depending on who you ask. The official temperature for the city is still like 19, but temperature at my house is 40, 42, according to the thermometer in the backyard, so yeah, it's cool. Getting everything settled here. Earbuds and gloves, and it's nippy without the gloves. Nippy on the fingers. Yesterday was pretty amusing. I had so much ice in my beard that I was in the house and I got some breakfast, and I was sitting there eating breakfast and waiting for the file to render. And the ice melted off my beard and dripped onto my shirt. And I kept feeling this drip, drip, drip. And I looked down and my shirt is soaked in the front. And I realized it was from the water, from the ice, from the condensation of my breath on my beard and mustache. It was pretty shocking. It was quite humorous. But yeah, it was one of those seriously mornings. So today I'm looking at I could finish this book today. Double share, getting it loaded. I got a lot of it loaded yesterday. I didn't perhaps work as diligently as I might have, but I did get
good morning.
I did get a good chunk of it, enough to make me realize that. Yeah, I'm not going to double load this stuff. What I'm going to do is load it once in Sigil and create the EPUBs that I need for it, and then take the Sigil files and regenerate the PDFs that it needs. It was interesting. I found a margin violation that CreateSpace didn't complain about, and I don't know quite why, because it's very clearly a margin problem with the ellipses forcing the line out into the margin, because the ellipses don't break and there's no spaces on either side of them, so it created one really long word. And usually when that happens, CreateSpace will complain. They'll give you an edit error. But it didn't today. Or it didn't on this book, so I'm not quite sure what the story was. So yeah, that's gonna be my main thing today. Good morning. In between taking kid to school, picking kid up from school, kid has doctor's appointment, we'll have to deal with, probably have to have lunch out, so today's going to be kind of a shot down pickup day. We'll cope the best we can, but there's a possibility that I could get these edits loaded today, even if I don't get the files generated. So that's sort of my goal for the day. So I'm looking for some good space opera. because my Wednesday recommendations have been, I've missed 2 weeks in a row because, well, in large part because I haven't been reading space opera. I've been reading other stuff. Lately I've been reading, I just finished Jodi Taylor, J-O-D-I-T-A-Y-L-O-R. I picked up a freebie from one of the, either BookBub or BookGorilla. And one damn thing after another. It's a time travel story. And it's quite charming. It's quite cool. I did pick up a couple space operas. I picked up one called Stones Data. And I got about 4 or 5 pages into it, and the present tense just pushed me right out of the story. It's like, I don't want to fight with a book that I'm going to read, so toss that one. I've got another one that's obviously indie press. It covers definitely not top shelf, but it's still, I just started, so I have no idea what the story is, whether it's any good or whether the guy can write or anything like that. But excuse me, it was something, one that somebody recommended to me. It is. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Children of Steel, John Van Stry. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like. It started slowly. It's a thinly disguised info dump. And establishing stakes, I think, because he's going through all of the bills that he's liable for now that he's an adult or something. I don't know if I've got that far yet. But he's going through a itemized statement of accounts payable, which is right up there with starting with the weather. So I'm pretty sure the story will start eventually. Whether I will still be there when the story gets going, I don't know yet. We'll see. We'll see. One day at a time. One page at a time. I did read a present tense book. I think it was the Victoria Barber book. That it kept me going. It kept me turning pages. The ending left me cold, but it wasn't a bad book. It wasn't a bad story. I'm probably not going to follow her on to the next story. But, you never know. Things might happen. Things could change. Neil Lewis has been pushing books my way. There's several people throwing books my way these days, so that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah. I should restart this thing so I get the credits for Miles Walk. There we go. Oh, glass. Somebody just shattered what looks like a glass jar. There's pieces everywhere. Yeah, it's warmed up. I'm headed east on the Great Eastern Reach, 0.4 mile, straight into the sunrise. Sun is up high enough in the sky now that I'm getting sun on me, and it's, wow, quite warm. Quite a change from yesterday. Monk's Post. Got eyelash problems. The eyelashes on my left eye have been hanging down into my eye. It's quite disgusting. It's quite disturbing. And it gets in the way of my vision, and it makes me want to rub my eye all the time. Which is not necessarily a really good thing to be doing. So let's see what else. Any of online? I've been helping Chris Moody get started. I saw PC Herring log on and log off a couple times. Yeah, I didn't see him log on. I just saw him log off each time, so I didn't get a chance to say anything. And it's still fun. It's still interesting. I'm still finding things to do. It's interesting to talk about what to do in EVE Online, because like Second Life, there's no win. There's just let's do this. And then the question is, what do you want to do? And the challenge is always, I think for new players in particular, the challenge is, well, so is this a, you know, what constitutes a group? What do the groups do? What do the groups mean? What do the skills do? And the reality is that this sort of wide open, you can do pretty much anything you want to take the time to train for, is it's pretty interesting, but also relatively foreign to people who are used to, like, EverQuest or World of Warcraft or any of the multiplayer online role-playing games that have a set of prescribed activities. A set of, okay, if you're a tank, you do this. And Lord of the Rings Online, if you're a guardian, you do this. If you're a hunter, you do that. And it's really difficult to mix and match, to change up the role other than changing the avatar to be something more suited to the role. And in EVE Online, all the characters can play all the roles. You just have to train the skills. So it's incredibly rich in terms of the skill sets that are available. I think somebody said it's like 18 years if you wanted to learn every skill. I have no interest in learning every skill. I'm probably never going to learn to fly capital ships or super caps or any of those. They all require you to be someplace where I don't go, or don't go as a rule. So there's a lot of skills that are involved there that I'll never play. Or probably will never. I can say never. I should with Isaac, as I said, I've never played PvP, but I've been known to, I've got one character that I'm trying to teach, trying to learn how to tackle. Because that's apparently one of the key skills. Good morning. So I've flown a couple times out into low sec with this character. And I've had a character in Null for a couple years. And they've since pulled out of Null with the changes in jump fatigue and some of the recent messing about. They pulled out of low sec. After renting for a while, they pulled out of low sec and have gone into high. And I'm not sure what they're going to do. They're doing some low sec PvP roaming. You know, it's not anything that I'm really interested in doing. They've also been war decked, so they've had war declarations, which means most of the two characters that I have in that. Corporation can't do much. I don't know if they are still. I haven't looked for quite a while now. They've got real long training queues, so I don't need to log on to look. I'll catch up with them eventually. I have several other things that I'm doing. Grinding standings, mostly. It's cool. I've had a lot of fun the last week or so. I need to get more work done and less fun done, but that's always the case. I'm heading north alongside the park now. There is a breeze. I put calm earlier, but it either has come up recently or it's down the hole and didn't catch it. There's quite a significant downslope breeze blowing. And it's cold. It's a chilly wind. Downslope, meaning the wind is flowing downhill from the mountains, and because it's the only way that can work is if the air is colder, so it's sinking as well as so it's really flowing down the hillside, flowing down the mountainside. Because the heavier, colder air is sinking and causing wind here as it seeks the lowest elevations. So yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze. I'm working up a sweat. I got my jacket open. I don't even have on my heavy gear anymore. It's a good walk. It was lots of fun. I had an interesting bonus picture this morning because of the sky. The clouds were quite spectacular early on. Got a bonus picture today. Some geese flying overhead here. Check the traffic before I cross the street. The other day I walked across in front of somebody. I was like, oops, sorry. Luckily they were stopped, but it was like, oh, hi, sorry. Didn't see you there. I do have the right of way, but it's nice that I didn't actually step in front of you while you were moving. Chickadee. It must be that season. I don't hear chickadees that often anymore. Used to be chickadees were fact of life, but you don't see them much here. I don't know why. Seasonal, probably. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.